Chapter 19. Well done, I said to George as the ferry pulled away from the dock.
Thanks, George said. That was plan B in case you weren't able to talk your way aboard.
Well, I could have gotten us aboard, but we'd have had to leave the truck behind.
It's a long walk from Fort Morgan to Perdido Key, George said, especially carrying all our gear.
Glad we didn't have to do it then, I replied.
And I'm glad we didn't have to stay on the island.
George nodded back to the pier where a police cruiser had just pulled up, lights flashing. I held my breath, but the boat continued on its journey. After a couple of seconds, to be sure we weren't going to turn around, I began to breathe again.
Very well done, I said.
Thanks,
George replied. He watched the pier a little longer, then asked,
Did you know the guy I was talking to?
He said you looked familiar. I looked back toward the pier, but the features of the man were too indistinct to tell.
I don't think so, I replied.
But I don't know. It could be, from my missing memories. All of a sudden, I wanted to go back and talk with the man. I couldn't, not without having some issues with the police. But I surely wanted to.
Did he say where he knew me from?
Nope.
Just that you looked familiar.
I watched until the pier area went out of sight, but never received any additional insight into who the man was or where I might have known him from. I shrugged and turned away from the railing.
We need to have a team meeting, I said as I walked back toward our vehicle.
What's up?
George asked as we reached the back of the truck where the kids were. I wanted to have a word with John, I replied, turning toward the boy.
Yes?
He asked. I know it's been a while, but we're headed back into the unknown again, and I wanted to talk with you about our trip to Dauphin Island. On our way there, I told you to look a certain way, and you didn't. That's a problem. A big problem. We're a team. We have to be able to count on each other to watch their assigned sectors. If bad guys get in close, we're probably done for. A tear went down his cheek.
I'm sorry, he said.
Do you understand why this is important? I asked. Your brother and sister, hell, even your dad and I, could have been killed because you didn't do what you were told. The boy looked up and met my eyes.
I understand, he said.
It won't happen again.
Good, I replied, nodding once. I looked at his siblings. Do you two have any questions? Eric looked at me with big eyes and shook his head, but Alice held up her hand. Yes? I asked.
I need to learn how to shoot, she said.
I raised an eyebrow.
I heard you talking about trade goods. You may not see the way that some men look at me, but that's exactly what I am to some of the men now. A trade good. If I don't know how to defend myself, that's all I'll ever be.
I nodded once. Unfortunately, she made sense. There were plenty of bad men, and women too, who would have liked to get their hands on a young, nubile woman before society broke down. Now, there were probably an exponentially larger number. She had every right to know how to use a gun or knife or whatever she wanted to learn about in order to defend herself. I looked inquisitively at George, who, unlike his son, wouldn't meet my eyes. Finally, his shoulders slumped and he nodded once.
Go ahead and teach her, he said.
Then he turned and walked off toward the boat's stern railing. I looked back to the girl. Okay, Alice, I'll teach you. She smiled. You heard everything I told your brother, though, right? If I trust you with a gun, you have to do what you're told, when you're told. Can you do that? She nodded. I spared a glance for her father, who was staring at the boat's wake, and I was happy I didn't have any children, that I knew of anyway. Kids have to grow up fast in this fallen world.